yesterday I was studying my psychology lessons when this thing caught my attention. I don't know why, but I immediately felt like this should be a podcast episode, because most of the people in this generation must know about this to lead a better quality life. And here is the episode I am gifting to my dear audience to help you in your life. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Dia Talks. This is me, Dia, a psychology student, podcaster, and founder. The last post is kind of reason I know I started my own business. And if you're interested in entrepreneurship and business, go check out Business Podcast, which will help you level up your business game. The link is in the description. Anyways, I am back after a long time and I missed podcasting so much that I even started manifesting dropping an episode. And finally, I am here. A lot of things happened during the short time I was away. I was working on myself, my business, my health, both physical and mental. I started going to gym, now planning to start going to therapy. You know, whenever I suggest people to go for a therapy, they'll be like, I'm not mad to go to therapy, or sometimes, what will others think if I go to a therapy session? The difference between me and you is that I am in my phase where I stopped caring about what others think. And I started to follow what I really wanted. And now you must see my confidence. I really don't mind saying the things I feel straight to people's face. By the way, if you too want to stop caring about what others think, I will drop another episode on it. My step-by-step guide towards my transformation. All you have to do is just mail or inbox me on my socials. Okay, coming back to the episode, let me tell you the real definition of emotional intelligence, or EQ as per psychology. It is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions as well as the emotions of others. Yes, it is not only about understanding and maintaining our own emotions, but others as well. It plays a crucial role in our personal and professional lives, influencing everything from our relationships and decision-making to our overall well-being and success. So, what exactly does it mean to be emotionally intelligent? Let's break it down, okay? So, first and foremost, emotional intelligence involves self-awareness. It is the ability to recognize and understand our own emotions, including their triggers, impact on our thoughts and behaviors. So, by developing a greater awareness of our emotions, we can better regulate our responses and make more informed choices in our lives. So let me tell you a scenario. Imagine you are at work and you receive an email from your supervisor with feedback on a project you have been working on. As you read through the mail, you notice that your heart starts racing and you feel a knot forming in your stomach. So your initial reaction is to feel defensive and upset, thinking that your supervisor is criticizing your work. In this scenario, self-awareness plays a crucial role. Instead of reacting impulsively based on your initial emotions, self-awareness allows you to take a step back and recognize what you're feeling. In this case, defensive and upsetness. Okay. So by acknowledging your emotions, you can then pause and reflect on why you're feeling this way. Upon reflections, you might realize that receiving feedback triggers a fear of failure or a desire for approval. This awareness helps you to understand the underlying reasons behind your emotional response. With this insight, you can then choose how to respond more effectively. For example, rather than lashing out defensively or ignoring the feedback, you can take a deep breath and remind yourself that feedback is an opportunity for growth. You can then approach your supervisor with a calm and open mindset, seek clarification or discussing ways to address any concerns. So by developing a greater self-awareness, you empower yourself to regulate your responses and make more informed choices in your interaction with others. So this example illustrates how self-awareness and emotional intelligence can lead to better communication, conflict resolution, and overall success in our workplace and beyond. Okay. Next, emotional intelligence encompasses self-regulation. Say it is the ability to manage and control our emotions, even in challenging situations. Okay. So this involves staying calm under pressure, resisting impulsive reactions, and finding constructive ways to express our feelings. So let's start with managing a post-breakup situation, okay? So breakups, I know, can be emotionally challenging and overwhelming, but practicing self-regulation is key to navigating through this, you know, difficult times. Instead of reacting impulsively out of anger or sadness, take a moment to pause and acknowledge your emotions. Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling without judgment, okay? Next, you can focus on staying calm under pressure by engaging in activities that help you relax and de-stress. Whether it's going for a walk in nature, practicing mindfulness or meditation, or spending time with, you know, supportive friends and families, find healthy outlets for processing your emotions. You have to resist the urge to make impulsive decisions or reach out to your ex in a moment of vulnerability. Never do that. Instead, give yourself time and space to heal before making any major decisions. Remember that healing takes time. And it is okay to seek support from a therapist or counselor if needed, as I said before. Now let's talk about like moving abroad for studies. You know, moving to a new country can be both exciting and daunting, but self-regulation can help you navigate this transition with grace and resilience. Start by acknowledging any fears or anxieties you may have about the move and remind yourself of the reasons why you choose to pursue this opportunity. Okay? During moments of stress and uncertainty, practice staying calm and grounded by focusing on your breathing and practicing relaxation techniques. So remember that it's normal to experience a range of emotions during this transition and allow yourself to feel them without any judgment. You know, when faced with challenges or setbacks, resist the urge to give in to negative thoughts or self-doubt. Instead, approach each obstacle as an opportunity for growth and learning. Seek support from your fellow students, professors, or campus resources, and remember that you're not alone in this journey, okay? So by practicing self-regulation, you can manage your emotions effectively and thrive in both post-breakup and international student experiences. It's all about staying calm under pressure, resisting impulsive reactions, and finding constructive ways to express your feelings as you navigate life's ups and downs. Okay, now let's talk about empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It goes beyond simply recognizing someone else's emotions. It involves truly putting yourself in their shoes and resonating with their experiences. So empathy allows us to connect with people on a deeper level, fostering stronger relationships and effective communication. By empathizing with others, we can show compassion, offer support, and build trust, ultimately creating a more empathetic and understanding world. The last one is social skills. Social skills and emotional intelligence involves the ability to navigate social interactions, build rapport, and collaborate effectively with others. This includes active listening, assertiveness, and conflict resolution, and leadership skills, obviously. So, for example, I once struggled with negative emotions triggered by the actions of others. However, I learned to shift my mindset by realizing that my happiness doesn't depend on others' reaction. It's my own responsibility, okay? So this empowered me to take control of my emotions and not let any external factors dictate my happiness. Additionally, I recognize the importance of expanding my social circle to maintain emotional balance by actively seeking out new connections and fostering existing relationships. I was able to create a supportive network of friends and peers. This allowed me to lean on others for support during challenging times and celebrate shared successes, ultimately enhancing my overall emotional well-being. Okay, so now you might be wondering, why does emotional intelligence matter? Well, research has shown that individuals with higher levels of EQ tend to experience greater success and fulfillment in both their personal and professional lives. They are better equipped to handle stress, communicate effectively, and build positive relationships. But the good news is emotional intelligence is not a fixed trait. It can be developed and strengthened over time with practice and mindfulness. So how can we cultivate a greater emotional intelligence in our own life? If you have developed your own defense mechanism or say the way of coping with negative emotions and situations, drop it in the comments or on my social media pages so that it can help others too. Let's learn and be a better version of ourselves together. I hope you found this episode helpful. Don't forget to check out my business podcast if you want to be successful financially as well. Also follow me on Instagram and rate my episodes on wherever you are listening to my shows. My love and support forever to my dear listeners. Until the next episode, this is me, Dia, from the Dia Talks. Ta-da!